Message number 1208. Do not cut yourself off from me. If you do, there will be great weeping. Friday, September 5, 2014 at 20:45. My dearly beloved daughter, let it be known that death has no power over those of mine whose faith has sustained them right up to their last breath. These souls have no fear of physical death because they know that eternal life begins at that time. I await such souls with open arms, and they run like little children towards the light of my love. I embrace them and take them into my kingdom, awaiting each and every such soul in the presence of the hierarchy of angels and all the saints. Then great rejoicing takes place. I reunite them with their families, and there is much joy, love, and excitement. No more tears. No memories of the sufferings which they endured on earth remain. All worries, sadness, and despair are wiped away and forgotten in an instant. Death opens the door for those who die in a state of grace as new life begins. For every soul who is welcomed into my kingdom, there are different levels, and each one is accorded their reward based on the glory which they have given to God. For souls who die in a state of sin, know that I am all merciful, and after their purification they will be welcomed into my kingdom. Always pray for such souls because they cannot pray for themselves at that stage. Your prayers will be heard, and I will await these souls with open and loving arms. It is important for every child of God to understand one important thing about life after death. You must ask me, your Jesus, to forgive you. Your failings, your weaknesses, and your iniquities before you die, for it is then that my mercy is at its greatest. If you do not believe in God, you reject eternal life. Without love for God, love cannot be yours after death. I am love, and without me you will feel nothing but pain. Separation from God is to be feared. If you feel confused about my existence, then you must simply ask me to show you a sign of my love, and I will respond. Do not cut yourself off from me. If you do, there will be great weeping, and you can never be consoled, for I will be unable to help you. My kingdom will give you eternal life, but you must ask me for my help by reciting this prayer. Crusade Prayer 165, for the gift of eternal life. Jesus, help me to believe in your existence. Give me a sign so that my heart can respond to you. Fill my empty soul with the grace that I need to open my mind and my heart to your love. Have mercy on me and cleanse my soul from every wrongdoing that I have committed in my life. Forgive me for rejecting you, but please fill me with the love that I need to be made worthy of eternal life. Help to know you, to see your presence in other people, and fill me with the grace to recognize the sign of God in every beautiful gift which you have given the human race. Help me to understand your ways, and save me from the separation and the pain of darkness that I feel in my soul. Amen. Do not allow human pride, intellectual analysis, or opinion to sway you from the truth. As a child of God, you are very precious to me. Do not let me lose you. Come. I am here. I am real. Let me fill your soul with my presence. Once that happens, you will find it difficult to ignore me. I love you all. I bless you. I await your response. Your Jesus.